KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. If you're a regular listener, you know we've aired some command performances of the show over the summer, but we are back and ready to introduce you to some great new people and programs that are making a huge difference in our community. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I have the pleasure of hosting the show and helping bring these great stories to you. Today, we get to share with you about a program that's been making a difference in the lives of school-age children and college students for many years, actually. It's called the Mediator Mentors Program, and I have three guests with me in the studio, so let's introduce each of them. First, we have Nagin Tavildery. If I butchered that, Nagin, I apologize. She's a faculty member at Fresno State and the director of the Mediator Mentors Program. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, and you nailed it.
Oh, perfect. Well, we'll see if I can get that throughout the show. So maybe give the listeners a little self-introduction, Nagin.
Thank you so much again for having us here. I am a faculty with the College of Arts and Humanities at Fresno State. I'm Iranian-American, so I moved to U.S. in 2010, and since then I've been teaching courses with the philosophy department and the linguistics departments. By background, I'm a lawyer, and also I have a double major in law and literature. Before coming to U.S., I worked with two different offices of United Nations in the Middle East, specifically United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and United Nations Assistant Mission to Afghanistan. And since 2016, I took another role as the director of the Mediator Mentors Program that I'm sure we are going to talk about it more.
See, now I've known you for a couple of years now. I didn't know any of that background. So we're going to have to pick your brain about some of that United Nations work and things
sure,
like that. That'd
absolutely.
Be great.
Absolutely.
And also with us is Christina Castanario. Christina is the coordinator of the Mediator Mentors at Fresno Unified. Thanks for joining us, Christina.
Hi.
How about a little self-introduction also?
Sure. I'm Christina, and I'm working with Fresno Unified as a Mediator Mentors Coordinator. And my official role at Fresno Unified is a teacher on special assignment for restorative practices. That shared, I'm also a Fresno State graduate, so I got my teaching credential here as well as a master's here in special education. And it was during that credential that I joined Mediator Mentors as a graduate student. So at the time, that was 17 years ago.
Wow.
So I started mentoring with SCAN Middle School, so another Fresno Unified school. So I have a long, long history with this project.
Yeah, you sure do.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. And you've double graduate or double alumni from Fresno State?
Yes. I've received a special education master's teaching credential and then also administrative credential here
triple.
Also.
Okay. All right. Good for you. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And finally, Angela Guzman. Angela is a Fresno State graduate herself, just recent, and a former college mentor with the Mediator Mentors Program, meaning she was one of the college students who took part in the program. Angela, we're so glad you're here today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, like Christina and Nagin did, how about a little introduction to who Angela is?
I'm originally from Los Angeles. I got accepted here in 2015, and then I've been here all 4 years. I started with the Mediator Mentors Program my senior year. So I did both semesters here with the program, and it's been amazing so far. Hope to continue with it.
And you just graduated in May, correct?
Yes.
What was your degree in?
Criminology.
Okay, and what are you doing now?
Currently working full-time.
God, hate that, right?
I'm surviving, though.
Good for you. Good for you. Okay, let's get into this Mediator Mentors thing. So, Nagin, how about telling us about Mediator Mentors, and what's the program all about?
The Mediator Mentors Program was established at Fresno State in 1998 by Dr. Pam Lengeren. I want to make sure that her name is mentioned
yes.
because she was the mastermind behind this program at the Kerman School of Education and Human Development. After that, in 2016, there were some administrative changes, and considering the nature of the program being based on mediation, then the program got transitioned to the College of Arts and Humanities, and specifically under Philosophy Department, where we offer the Peace and Conflict Resolution classes, mm-hmm. PACS 100 classes. It was with the great efforts of our former dean of the school, Dr. Saul Jimenez-Sandoval, who is our current provost, and also the former chair of the department, Dr. Andrew Fiala, that the program is not offered as some sort of a class project for peace and conflict studies students, as well as students coming from so many different backgrounds.
So it's intertwined into courses in peace and conflict studies.
Exactly.
It's part of that course as a requirement?
It is like a class project, so the students have the option to choose.
Okay.
But because PAX 100 is a project-based learning class, so as one of the projects that the students can choose is the mediator mentors.
And the PAX abbreviation is Peace and Conflict Studies courses, correct?
Peace and Conflict Resolution, exactly.
Okay. That PAX 100 class and other students, how many students are involved in the program on a semester-by-semester basis?
We have about 60 students each semester for the Peace and Conflict Studies program. So out of those 60 students, we had 34 like last semester who were involved with the program.
Okay.
So depending on how many sections of the class we're offering, we have somewhere about 30 to 50 students per year who are involved in the program.
So pretty good number. I mean, 30 to 50 students. And so what is their role? Before I go talking about it and butcher what they actually do, what is their role out in the community? You train them to do what?
In a nutshell, Mediator Mentors Program is a university public school partnership in which our college students from Peace and Conflict Studies program, they implement peer mediation in the local schools. So the mission of the program is to teach and nurture some sort of a respectful, peaceful problem solving. And this happens through a cross-age mentoring between the college students and the local public schools. The goal of the program is to enhance the social-emotional learning of both the college students and our students at the public school levels. As I mentioned it, like PAX 100 is a great model of project-based learning. So apart from the regular class meetings and lectures, the students get to experience a hands-on project. For the little kids also, apart from science and math, they get to know more about empathy, about active listening, and the skills and how to communicate their wants and needs. How it works is that our college students during lunch hours or after school programs, they will be present at school. And I don't want to go into details because Angela is here and she would be the great ambassador to talk on behalf of the college mentors, how they proceed with the whole program and what are the steps of the mediation that they go through.
And you're providing them with a bunch of front-end training on not only the theory, but the practice of mediation, correct?
Mm-hmm. What we offer is three sets of training. One of them is for the college students specifically. That's a 4 hours of training, which is purely about mediation.
Okay.
And that happens during our class meetings. After that, those students who are interested to do peer mediation as their class project, then they will attend another 2 full day of training that is mainly focused for the peer mediators, the students from the public schools. And then a third one is the training of trainers with the target audience from the school administrators, teachers, counselors, and anybody who would like to train the next generation of advocates for peace building.
I'm curious, so as a professor, as an instructor here, your students are learning about some of these peace and conflict issues in the course, and then they're going out and they're participating in these mediation programs. Do you think it deepens the learning that they receive?
Absolutely, yes. I'm a strong believer that apart from what we call it regular curriculum, we need to have some sort of a hands-on projects for the student to experience the learning components in the classroom. We need to have them go out and experience what does it actually look like when I'm talking about peace building, peacemaking, what does it actually look like? So, yeah, absolutely. And I always make this parallel that, you know, math, science, peace and conflict studies, that's the main course. We need to have some side dishes, being empathy, being active listening. And some of the side dishes like salad and your bowl of fruit is more effective, right, than the main course itself.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I just finished reading an article or a series of articles recently that was all about the changing work and career opportunities for college graduates and a lot of the issues that are related to that and robotics and technology and all these other things. And the findings of these articles and studies were really students need to be prepared both in terms of the technical aspects of the job, but also the people skills. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have that balance, mm-hmm. they're going to be at a severe deficit regardless of how skilled they are in terms of their technical preparation.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And I think that I mentioned one of the goals of Mediator Mentors is to enhance the social emotional development of the students. But the two other goals that we always highlight in our training is to build some sort of a constructive conflict community and also a safe learning zone for the students and the teachers. So many of our teachers are complaining about disruptive behaviors that prevents the effective learning of the students. Also, so many of our students are not feeling safe going back to the school, to the classroom. So how can we make sure that these students have the proper skills of negotiation?
Yeah.
How can they phrase their wants, their needs, their willingness to come up with a solution? And if they don't come up with a solution, we say that that's okay. Let's agree to disagree agreeably.
Yeah.
Let's be respectful.
Yeah, something that's severely lacking in today's day and age. So, Christina, from Fresno Unified's perspective, mm-hmm. well, actually, you got a lot of perspectives, both as a college mentor and helping to run the program for Fresno Unified. Let's start with the Fresno Unified piece, at least.
Sure.
How many schools are Mediator Mentors working in?
Last year, we ended with about 17
okay.
elementary schools, and then we also have our high schools, our restorative high schools, that have an actual course, restorative justice course, that kids get to learn about peace building, peacemaking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the college mentors are involved in both the elementary and the high school level. And at the high school level, they're working alongside other students who are learning about this.
That is an offer that's available to them, yeah. Okay. So we have a few middle schools, elementary schools primarily, and then we have our restorative justice courses that exist where kids are learning to become peacemakers and how to contribute to their campus.
How's it decided what schools are going to be a part of this? Is it based on the principal and the teachers? Do they want it there? Is it just geographic?
So it always works out best when schools are open about wanting to have their kids actually develop these skills and help their peers. So what happens at a district level where I'm at is we work in tandem, Again and myself. We're such a large district. We have 74,000 kids, yeah. The fourth largest in the state. And so we're getting to that place where they know where to go, but often they go to the hub, which is Fresno State. They'll contact Nagin, and Nagin will say, oh, you need to talk to Christina. And that's where I field the questions and get to the point where we can really look at having what's called a club. So have teachers be sponsors for a club,
okay.
which we do support as a district. We call it our goal too. So getting kids engaged, not just in academics, but also in arts and service learning. And so we've really wrapped our arms with wanting as many kids as we can to develop these skills so that they can make a difference on their campus and feeling safe.
So the college mentors come in, mm-hmm. not only are they helping with mediation, but they're also training some of the students in these clubs to do mediation themselves.
In my role that I have is I train the kids for the district, and then we invite our university mentors to come on campus to coach the kids.
Okay, so you've already trained your elementary and high school students in mediation, and now you're pairing them with Fresno State.
Yes, and at sometimes we have our university mentors who join me in the training.
Okay.
What's unique about that is that many of our mentors, they might be excited about working with kids, but a little anxious because we've never done this before, but we want to like it. So as a district, what we've said is like, let's have you in action with us and show you how we coach kids, because it's not always intuitive.
Yeah.
What we naturally do is not always the thing that lands best with kids. And so they get to be part of the role play. They get to be part of getting to know the kids. And oftentimes when they're at these trainings, they're 6-hour trainings. We usually split them up based upon what serves the site. But the university mentors really start enjoying the kids,
yeah.
and they want to find that to be their school. So I've had university students who say, I really want this. I really want to work here because I've been able to make all these relationships with the kids.
Can you talk a little bit about the need in Fresno Unified or in any school district, mm-hmm. really, but the need in Fresno Unified for programs like this? What are some of the tensions and issues that are addressed to this?
Yeah. Well, I think the needs that we have in education right now is, even when I started with this program 17 years ago, was to recognize that kids are capable and able to be in space with low-level conflicts and help each other out. So really empowering students to be able to help their peers with low-level conflict is something that requires letting go of control. And sometimes that's hard. And so what we do is that we serve kids fourth on up. So we go from fourth grade all the way through high school. Cognitively, that was something that Pam set 20 years ago, I want to say, as that's the best practice. And so we go with the best practice that was set forth by our professor years ago here at Fresno State. And the need hasn't seemed to be different. It's always been there, where teachers can definitely get frustrated during transition times. And transition is any unstructured time that happens in a school setting, recess, lunch. Lots of things can happen for kids during those times. And so it's nice to have an opportunity for kids to help kids resolve conflict and have a mentor to help shepherd them through those conflicts so they feel safer and more able to be ready to be in their learning brain once they're in class.
And these low-level conflicts that you talk about, the mediators, your Fresno Unified students, as well as the Fresno State College mentors being involved in, those are the predecessors to the big conflicts, right?
Yes. And oftentimes there's so many grudges that things are just not addressed that kids are carrying. And so one of the things that we train our kids is not to have any preset ideas that a first grader's issues don't matter because they matter a lot. They carry with them. And if they're not addressed, kids can start to feel less dignity on campus and also feel less safe. And so having these clubs in place really helps build that safety for kids. And my work is also in restorative work. So there's some schools where we just straight have kids dealing with conflict. So that's disputed accountability. I didn't do it. Yes, you did. So we have our kids help out and they have a safe spot. But then at the high school level and middle school, it could really be about harm. You know, I harm you when I know I can take ownership over, you know, my bad. I see that I did talk about you. That didn't go well. We do have a relationship. Mm-hmm. And what we're trying to do in our restorative schools is also give kids the ability to address harm through having some repair processes. So at low-level places, it's often conflict where there's disputed accountability. And then in our higher ed areas, we're really looking at repairs and kids being able to do some restoring relationships. And so that's kind of the evolution from when I was started with the project 17 years ago. It's all about conflict. And I called myself a conflict resolution educator. And now I've evolved and become a restorative educator. So I'm also dealing with repairing relationships. And we're taking the kids with us on that journey. And they're ready. The kids are ready to go there. They get it. So we really work with our mentors. And my job is then to coordinate them to a school site. So we are in partnership by name, by practice. And then we have a financial obligation. We pay for the students, for their fingerprints. All of our students must be, that is a safety thing, absolutely, with our large district. So our department has made that commitment very clear that we will pay for university mentor, which sometimes was a barrier, especially when you're a college student. You have to pay $50. Right. You go through the process. And so we've made that strong commitment saying that this matters. And we believe in the partnership and the process.
Yeah, so clearly the district is putting not only your time and the time of other teachers up, they're also putting financial resources, so the payoff's there.
Yes.
So, Christina, real quickly, I'm curious, you were a college mentor in this program, and now you're helping to run the program for Fresno Unified. Does it bring you a sense of satisfaction to know that this program is continuing and making a difference in the lives of students like it did in yours?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So to see Angela here, to see our mentors that come out, definitely, because it was a pivotal time in my young life and my career where I never thought I'd want to do middle school, teach middle school. But that's exactly where I started after I mentored at a middle school. So it completely changed my path. And also these relationships here at Fresno State have been very meaningful to who I am as a person. So I owe a lot of my growing to this project.
Well, and you mentioned Angela. Angela, let's get you in here and hear about that student perspective. So ultimately, for the university, I mean, we want students to be involved in service programs that are meaningful. You know, they're not just good for the community, but they're good for students, too. Yep. So here, Angela, you get involved in this program, and with education and your development being what should be our primary goal, tell us about your experience. How did it benefit you? What did you gain from it?
Well, as Nagin mentioned, it is a group learning project. So then we go in and it's a full commitment. So we have to do the training. We have to go get fingerprinted with the district and everything. And then we start doing everything with the students. And my area with the kids was more of, we do mediation during lunch hours, but after school, it was more of trying to build those skills if they felt like they were lacking in their lunch hours, in a sense.
So you get the training from Nagin and other faculty members here at Fresno State. You go out and you're working with these students at the lunch hour after school. I'm curious, what's it like to work with the kids?
It's wonderful. Honestly, you're here thinking that students are here just trying to go out with the recess and like just play after school and their after school programs and everything. But they're actually very committed towards the program. They take it as a form of leadership. That's actually what they call it at Wilson Elementary School, which is where I was placed. So yeah, they were always completely dedicated. My fall semester when I started, I only had about 7 kids and it doubled the next semester after that. So it just comes to show that the kids basically love the program. Yeah. And then they actually tell their friends, hey, you should come and join. We're here after school. We're doing these activities. And then that's how I doubled.
And conflict mediation is a leadership skill. It's a skill that just about any leader of a company or an organization or a family, they better have that. So how many hours a week were you involved in the program as a student?
I'm going to say about 4 or 5 hours, but that would be like twice a week.
Okay.
So I'd go twice a week, maybe for 2.5 hours at most, because that's when the after school programs would start closing.
Okay.
Or the kids had to go home early because they have to walk home and things like that. So they'd be dismissed early.
So 4 hours a week, maybe 15 weeks out
around
of the semester.
Yes.
So you're talking about, you know, putting in somewhere in the neighborhood of what, 60 hours a semester?
Yes.
Or so, which is a pretty good number. Now, did you have the PACS 100 class?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And that was in addition, that's not part of your criminology major. Was that an elective course?
That's in the upper division requirements.
Okay.
But it's just for the section that they have for ID.
Okay. I'm just curious. It sounds to me, I hear you talking about things like communication skills, leadership mm-hmm. skills, probably some diversity awareness, not to mention the mediation. Were there some things that it really helped you grow?
I never thought that I'd be working with younger children at all, honestly. I'm a crim major here thinking that I'm just going to go either like in law enforcement or something. But it's so rewarding working with the kids. It honestly starts there. It does. So doing the conflict and resolution and having them learn all these skills, basically, it starts there. And then they take that with them. For certain examples that I have is I had one of my students was basically having issues at home, and then they'd basically use these skills with their brothers and sisters or parents too. They'd feel like they know, like they're capable of understanding both situations. They'd take it with them.
Perfect. So it's something that becomes really helpful to them in their lives outside of school.
Yes.
And probably for you. She just
chuckled. I'm here. Well, I'm more of a person that always has seen both sides. I'm never just towards one or the other. I try to see both in everything. And so with this whole program, it's more like now I understand way more. I have to empathize way more with people. I have to communicate, see both sides of the story. So I take that with me everywhere I go, even if it's in the workplace or with, you know, at home, school.
That's what education should be, right? It should be something that, you know, changes your life, not just your career.
Mm-hmm.
So you had this class and now you had this service experience mm-hmm. related to that course content. Do you feel like the mediator mentors, being a college mentor, really helped you understand the course material at a different level?
Yes, it did, because it's firsthand going around with the students and then just learning with them. And then you take this to the classroom and then you were talking about peace, resolutions, our tree, how we separate basically the pros and the cons and everything. So basically we go into that already knowing, like we've seen it in person. So the kids come with their stories and during lunch they'll say, oh, I resolved a problem between so and so about they were fighting about a tether ball or mm-hmm. something like that. Then I'd go in class remembering that situation and then remember pros and cons. So here they are, the kids tell me, oh, the pros. Well, here they were able to resolve it in terms of they either don't take a turn and they skip it out and let the next batch of kids go, or, you know, they let the first person go or the next person. And with consequences and things like that, it's like, oh, we're going to get in trouble with our teachers. Oh, if, you know, we don't get along, you know, it's just going to cause more tension amongst others and things like that. So that's what I'd take into class with me, knowing that I was able to make the pros and cons out of those experiences.
Yeah, so you're able to take what you're learning in the class, apply it out in the field, so to speak, in the community through mediator mentors. But then you're taking that mediator mentor experience, you're
back,
into class and being able to talk about that and shape the conversation and learning. Yeah, that really reciprocal revolving door between class and community and the learning and the service. We're just about out of time, but Nagin, I want to make sure if somebody is interested in the program, they want more information, they want to get involved, maybe they want to donate, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Probably using my email. My email is, my first name is Nagin. It's like begin, change the B to an N. Yeah. N-A-G-I-N at csufresno.edu. We are a nonprofit 501c3, so all the donations are tax deductible also.
And we will link on our Facebook page to your website and share more information there so listeners can go on and get that information. But the email address is helpful. So N-E-G-I-N at csufresno.edu.
Yes, that's correct. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you all for being here. To our guests, Nagin Tavildery, Christina Castanario, and Angela Guzman, all of the Mediator Mentors Program. Great program. I worked with Pam many, many years ago on this program, and I'm so happy to see, Nagin, you taking it over and running with it. As always, a special thanks to each of you listening. We love bringing this show to you each week. We also enjoy hearing from you. I mentioned that Facebook page. It's our Fresno State Service in Action Facebook page, and you can access it at FS Service in Action. That's the at symbol, FS Service in Action. Please let us know about what you think about the show. Maybe you had involvement with Mediator Mentors as a college student or as an elementary or a high school student. Please tell us about your experience there. And of course, please join us again next week when we bring you another inspiring, positive show that shares stories of the good people doing great things in our community. We are Fresno State Service in Action, and we're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at kfsr.org. Thanks and have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.